Hello, Blind Cool Tech. This is Riz, and I'm going to talk about, and maybe I should do this in the well and proper manner. Welcome to the Blind Cool Tech Forum. Yes, I've been working for the past few days on this forum, and it is ready. It's not complete, but it is ready. In this podcast, I'm going to tell you all about how it works, how to operate it, and a little bit about the forum itself. Now, first of all, what is a forum? A forum is a message board where people type in things and leave messages. I always thought it was probably, in some ways, an alternative to, a supplementative alternative to the email list, whereby somebody will create a subject and then somebody else will respond to that subject that's been created. Now you can do exactly the same here. Now I'm going to show you how it's done. So,
Microsoft Internet Explorer, loading page, load done, bottom.
Go into Internet Explorer in this case. Now then, the website you will need for this, I'll give you the website and I'll also give you my contact name, email address as well, just so you can contact me, just so that I've done it. The website you need is www.takeforum.com/blindcooltech. And that is spelled www.takeforum.com/blindcooltech. My email address, if you want to contact me with any questions or anything else to do with this, is rizstf@ntlworld.com. That's rizstf@ntlworld.com. Now, let's see.
Bottom.
We have a blank page.
Top.
Yep, proof that we have a blank page. Let's go and find what we're looking for. Now then, what I've done.
Loading page. Load on 34 links, 1 frame, 2 tape, control.
Silence. Right. There's my bit of French there for you. Okay, so we are now on the Blind Cool Tech Forum page. Now, I'm not going to give verbatim instructions on how to navigate through this website because different people have their own ways of navigating. What I will do, however, is I will guide you to the important parts. Now then, let's get to it. We are at the top. See? Proof. We're at the top. There's some extra proof, just in case. Anyways.
Blind Cool Tech Forum index link.
Blind Cool Tech Forum index. That's where we are.
Blind Cool Tech Forum. The forum for all Blind Cool Tech listeners.
Now I'm just going to actually slow this thing down.
Bring a stage.
Oops. How do you do
it? Volume. Tone. Pitch. Read. All voices down. All voices down. All voices down. Backlink.
Right, that's better now. I've slowed it down so that everybody can understand it. And I do apologize for not doing that before. Right, so here we go.
The forum for all Blind Cool Tech listeners. Back link. Search link. Member list link. User groups link. Register link. Profile link. Login to check your private messages link. Login link. Untitled frame.
Okay, so what that is, that's a load of list items that you can, that are,
register link.
Have their own uses, and we have one here which is register. Now that one I'm going to go into in a second. Actually, it's appropriate because what it hasn't done is it hasn't signed me on automatically. Now you can do it so that when you come onto this website it does log you on automatically. It hasn't done that on this occasion. Now then, and for that reason that will make this very convenient for when I demonstrate how you register.
Profile, login to check your private messages link. Login link. Untitled frame.
Now we have the advert frame. Now this you have to know that there is the advertisement frame.
Back complete the top 9 view announcement. 9 the time now is 1:10:20:06:6:51 PM. Nine call tech forum, forum index link. View unanswered posts link.
Now we have view unanswered posts, which will allow you to go to posts which you have created and have not been answered, or you haven't answered.
Table 1.8 rows 5 columns.
Now we get to the table. Now this table is where your main area is.
Forum. Topics. Posts. Must post. Nine call tech link. This forum is locked. You cannot post, reply to, or edit topics.
Right, now the blank call tech...
Nine call tech link.
That is the category. Now I've only got one category, and under this category I've got lots of little sections which you can go into and where you can post things. I will demonstrate how this is done after I've given you a brief introduction to this area.
This forum is locked. You cannot put general link. Check here for announcements and general information.
Right, the general. Now here, this one, you cannot post anything to it. Only that's only accessible to the moderator and site admin, which in this case is me, of course. So, in that one, I'm going to post announcements and changes and alterations, and there is a bit that you should read in there, which I'm going to go through anyways.
Moderator. Red link. 1.
It tells you the moderator as well.
1. Sunchal 09-20-06-10-29. 1.
Now, it's telling me how many posts there are, and how many posts have been created.
Sunchal 09-20-06-10-29.
And that's just saying when the last post was made on that, on this section, on this subboard, if you will. I would describe it as a forum, because you get like a message board, and then in that you get the forums, and so each forum has its own section, and then in that you create your own topics, and then you can reply and create messages within that. So it's like a tree view structure, which I suppose really can only be best explained when experienced.
Red link. View latest post link.
And it's just saying that I was the one who did the last post.
No new posts.
No new
podcast link. Discuss anything and everything to do with podcasts.
Right, now the podcast forum, that the section is all about podcasts. So there, in there you can create topics, view other people's created topics, respond to other people's topics in this podcast section. Excuse me. So, there's this.
Moderator. Red link. 0. No posts. No new posts.
There's no new posts in there. I didn't touch that.
Technology link.
I've also created the technology section, if you will. And in that, you can obviously... That section obviously is for technology.
Moderator. Red link. 0. No posts. No new posts. Hobbies and interests link.
Then I've done one for hobbies and interests. Another section.
Moderator. Red link. 0. No posts. No new posts. Other stuff link.
Other stuff. Now that's for stuff that doesn't fit anywhere else.
For anything. Moderator. For anything that does not fit anywhere else.
As it says there.
Moderator, red link, 0. No posts, no new posts, feedback link.
Now, I've also created a section for feedback, just in case you want to throw some feedback on the board. You can either contact me via email, or you can do it on here. Because I don't know whether I'll be the... I'm the site administrator for this one, but I might end up, you know, signing other people up as moderators, so... they will be able to read that as well.
For comments, criticisms, and suggestions.
As it says.
Moderator. Red link. 0.
See, what you get
red,
is...
for comments, criticisms, and suggestions.
That's a little bit about what it is. Now, I haven't done it with everyone, because obviously all the other sections can be quite self-explanatory.
Moderator. Red link. 0. No posts. Table 1 end.
Now, you see, that is where you do all your main stuff. And that is where you... have your main access. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk you through registration, and then I'm going to talk you through how to create topics and reply to topics. Okay. So
all times on GMT.
Now
table who is online link.
Now you can actually view who's online as well on the second table.
Who is online? Our users have posted a total of one article. We have one registered user. The newest registered user is Red Link. In total, there is one user online, 0 registered, 0 in, and 1 guest administrator.
Now, it's got me as a guest administrator at the moment because I haven't logged in as an administrator proper. So,
moderator, most users ever online was 3 on Sunchild 09/20/06/11:44 a.m. Registered users none. Table to end.
So you can get quite a lot from this, and different people have their own ways of navigating, and different people have their own ways of working their way around. It is an accessible website and an accessible forum. I've not had any problems with it. I like it. Now I'm going to go back to the top.
Top.
That's it. And we are going to go, and we are going to register.
Nightcall Tech Forum. Nightcall Tech Forum. The forum. Flag link. Search link. Member list. User group. Register link.
Now, you see at the top, we have...
Use member list. Search link. Flag link.
I have to...
The forum for all Nightcall control. Flag link.
There's an FAQ.
Search link.
Search.
Member list link.
Member list. That's all the members that are here. You can have a... You can view and see who else is here, and it tells you little bits about them, how long they've been there, how many posts they've made, and stuff like that. There's only one member. Me, all of my own, at the moment.
User groups link.
User groups. Those are groups of people which... I haven't set up user groups on this yet. Whether I do or not, I don't know.
Register link.
Then there's a register. Now, this is what I'm going to go into in a minute.
Profile link.
Profile. That's for your profile. When you are logged in, you can adjust certain aspects of your profile.
Log in to check your private messages link.
You can get private messages on this board, so people can send you private messages.
Login link.
And there's a login link.
Untitled frame.
Right, so I really should have done that first, but it's just like me to do things backwards. Now then.
Log profile link, register link.
I'm going to hit the register link.
Loading page. Load on 22 links, one frame. Night called control.
You're on time, sunshine. Now then. We have now got
top.
A page.
Night called, the forum for all night called tech visitors. Flag link, search link, member list link, user group, register link, profile visit, login to check your private messages link, login visited link. Untitled Frit open for Linux state of it, delete just dedicated high spec servers ads by advertise on the Nightcall Tech Forum Forum Index visited link. Nightcall Tech Forum registration agreement terms.
Now, we are actually on the registration page. There are some agreement terms which I'm going to talk to you about now. About when you register, make sure you read this first page as well. But as far as this is being a part of this is, and I know we're all adults, but I have to say this anyways, because I take this whole forum and all the stuff connected with it very, very seriously, so any unacceptable behaviour will not be tolerated by me, and anything offensive or explicit or anything that shouldn't be said will not be tolerated, and I will ensure that anyone who is causing any offence or is doing things they shouldn't will be out there. They will incur my wrath. And you do not want to do that. Okay? I need to make sure that is clear. Because this is going to... I'm hoping that this is a board where, you know, lots of different things are discussed. And so everybody needs to consider everybody else. So, generally anything goes, but so long as it's not offensive, illegal, or anything like that. Because that will not be accepted. And anyone who does it, of course, will be deleted immediately. Now, and I've said all that.
While the administrators and moderators of this forum will attempt to remove or edit any generally objectionable material as quickly as possible, it is impossible to review every message. Therefore, you acknowledge that all posts made to these forums express the views and opinions of the author, but not the administrators, moderators, or webmaster, except for posts by these people, and hence will not be held liable.
See, now why couldn't I have said it like that? But then again, they've written it down, right? Okay, well, I'm going to skip past this, and I'm going to get to the link here.
I agree to these terms, and I'm over or exactly 13 years of age visited link.
Right, so I agree to these terms, and I'm over, or exactly the age of 13.
I agree to these terms, and I'm under 13 years of age link. I do not agree to these terms, visited link.
See, those three links are... Obviously, you need to click on one of those. If you don't agree to the link, then you obviously will never subscribe.
I agree to these terms, and I'm over or exactly 13 years of age visited link.
Now then. I'm going to press enter on this one, because I am over 13 years of age. Quite considerably over 13 years of age. Anyways.
Loading page. Loads on 20 links, one frame, one table. Control.
Right, now I'm going to press T for table here, just to get to the table quicker, because I know that that is where all my form information is.
Table 1, stock 25, control.
I'm going to go up a
little bit. 9, advertise on this site link. 9, call tech forum, forum index visited link. Table 1, stock 25, rows 2 columns. Registration information.
Registration information. Now, I'm going to explain these briefly.
Items marked where are required unless stated otherwise.
Items marked with an asterisk, that is supposed to be...
Marked where A. Space, star.
Yeah, you see?
Username. U. S-E-R-F-A-N-E, colon, space, star.
There you go. Now, your username is the name that people will see on the message board. Like, I've kept my username as Riz for the purpose of Blind Cool Tech. I mean, different people have, some people have their own name, some people have variations. What I will suggest is probably best to have something that people know you by. So, that would be my suggestion on what to have for your username.
Edit box. Username. Edit box.
There's an edit box for it.
Email address.
Your email address.
Edit box. Password.
Now, it does need your email address, and the reason why it does is because when you fill in this form, and you create this account, it needs to send you an email to let you know, and then you just click on the confirmation link, and your account is activated.
Edit box. Password.
Right, password.
Edit box. Confirm password. Edit box.
Password again.
Preferences.
Now, preferences. These are settings that you can make to enable and ensure that the settings are the way you want them to be. I also need to say at this point that I need to thank the people who created this client that I'm using, because they used to have visual verification, but I spoke to them. Actually, I never spoke to them. I sent them emails, and they've deactivated that for me. So that's made our job a lot easier. Now, to go in.
Edit preferences.
Preferences.
Always show my email address. Radio button unchecked.
Right. Always show my email address. You can have that as
yes. Radio button checked. No.
Yes or no. So when you're posting a message, you can either have your email address visible or not visible.
Hide your online status.
You can hide your online status.
Radio button unchecked. Yes. Radio button checked. No.
Now that's when you come online, like when I went down on that second table originally, it said how many users were online and things like that. If you're online, it shows you on the table. And if you're browsing one of the boards, it shows you.
Always notify me of replies. Send an email when someone replies to a topic you have posted in. Pick whenever you post.
Right. So.
Send always notify me of replies.
Always notify me of replies. When you create a topic, this will.
Send an email when someone replies to a topic you have posted in. This can't be changed. Whenever you post.
Whenever you post, it will send you an email when you create a topic or a post. So. You can set that as...
Radio button unchecked, yes. Radio button checked, no.
And that's set to no by default.
Notify on new private message.
Now...
Radio button checked.
Notify on new private message. That will send you an email if you get a private message.
Yes. Radio button unchecked, no. Radio, yes. Radio button checked.
Now here it's set as yes by default.
Yes, radio button, no. Pop-up window on new private message.
Pop-up window on new private message.
Some templates may open a new window to inform you when new private messages arrive.
Now, that only applies to some templates. I don't really know if this one, whether this template does or not. I've not messed around with it enough to know that, so you'll have to play around with it if you want.
Radio button check, yes. Radio button check, no. Always attach my signature.
Right, now, signature. A signature is a little block of text that comes after every post you make. So if you create a topic or you create a post, then... At the bottom of that will always be the same block of text. Now, that might be a quote, or that might be a little piece of information you might want to disclose every time you post a topic. Sometimes people use clever, witty remarks. Sometimes people just put little things on there. So, that is down to down to personal preference.
Radio button checked. Yes. Radio button unchecked. No. Always allow BB code.
Right, now, BB code is some fancy formatting code, which I'm not too familiar with.
Radio button unchecked. Yes. Radio button checked.
And the options, now, here by default the option's set to no because I turned it off when I was creating the actual board.
No. Always allow HTML. Radio button unchecked. Yes. Radio button checked.
Now, always allow HTML. When you create a post or a topic, you can add HTML links and things, little HTML options which you can on your message. Now, I've disabled this as well, just to keep things clean, tidy, and simple.
No, always enable smileys. Radio button unchecked. Yes, radio button checked. No.
Right, smileys by default are unchecked. You can check that if you want. I turn them off because generally the screen reader will tell you what the smileys are, and it will tell you that, because I've come across it, but whether you choose to use them or not, I mean, they can be useful, because if you're saying something and you want it to be intended in a certain way, a smiley will show you. I mean, there's expressions like sad, crying, angry, happy, laughing, those kind of things. And they're just textual, well, they're actually graphical representations of expressions. So that's what smileys are.
Board language, English combo box.
Right, board language is English.
Board style, sub-silver combo box.
Right, board style, that you can't really do anything about.
Time zone.
Time zone.
GMT combo box.
You can obviously set your own time zone, because different people have different time zones, of course.
Date format.
Right, date format.
The syntax used is identical to .php. Date link. Function.
And that's just, you can set the date.
DMD, YGIR edit box.
And
D, space, M, space, D, comma, space, Y, space.
Okay. So, they have, here at the moment.
D, space, M.
Day, month.
Space, D.
Day. Date, month, day.
Comma, space, Y.
And year. Or something. I'm not too sure, actually. I haven't played around with that, but whether it matters or not all that much, I'm not sure.
Super quick reply MOD.
Right, super quick reply mod.
Show quick reply form. Yes, combo box.
You can use a quick reply form, and that's just a quickly, I mean, that's just a simple form which is straightforward, and you can use that instead of replying the more longer way. I haven't played around with that too much, so I'm not too sure how that works.
Quick reply mode. Radio button unchecked. Basic. Radio button checked. Advanced.
Alright, that's quick reply mode.
Open quick reply form automatically. Radio button checked. Yes. Radio button unchecked. No. Submit button.
Right. And then
no, yes. Radio button checked.
And then it says open quick reply mode form, which is, like I said, I haven't played around with it too much, so it's a simpler way of responding to the message, I would presume. Now then.
Yes, radio button, no, submit button, reset button.
Then we have the submit button and the reset button.
Table one end.
Now, as it stands here, because I'm already registered, I'm not going to do that. Once you've done that, you will get a confirmation message, and you just reply to the confirmation message. You will get a confirmation message telling you that you had an email sent to your account. Then all you need to do is reply to that. When you go to your email account, you just reply. And once you've done that, your account is created. Now I'm going to talk to you a little bit about creating topics and replying to topics, and a little bit about that. Right. Okay, I'm back. Now, what I've done is I've logged in, and what you get when you log in is
Nightcall the forum for all Nightcall Tech listeners. Flag link, search link, member list link, user groups link, profile visited link. You have no new messages link.
Well, I have no new messages, apparently. Nobody's wanting to talk to me.
Log out risk link.
That's for private messages, by the way. And, of course, there's bound to be nobody talking to me because I'm the only one on this board at the moment. Now,
untitled frame. Logged out from his link.
There you go, there's the log out option. I can click that and it will log me out, but I'm not going to do that. Now, let's go to the board itself. I'm going to press T for table.
Table 1.8, rows 5 columns.
Now, I'm going to press up arrow here.
New announcer, post link. New will post link. New post since not 9 call tech forum forum index. The time now is 10:20:06:07:13 p.m. You must visit it on 10:20:06:06:20. Feedback ads by Google link. You must visit it on 10:20:06:06:24 p.m. The time now is 10:20:06:07:13 p.m. 9 call tech forum forum index visited link. New post since last visited link. New will post link. New announcer, post link. Table 1.8, rows 5 columns.
Right, now we get to the table.
Forum. Topics. Post. Last post. Nine call tech link. This forum is locked. You cannot post, reply to, or edit topics. General visited link.
Right, this is a general board.
Check here for announcements and general information.
There you go, there's a little summary about it.
Moderator. Read link. One. One. One.
Now, well, we have one post here.
One.
And one new post.
09:20:06:10:20 am.
Right.
Read link. New latest post visited link. No new posts. Podcast link.
Podcast. Now I'm going to go into this one.
Loading page. Loads on 29 links, 1 frame, 1 table. 9 call tech, 9 call control.
Now again, I'm going to hit T for table.
Table 1.3 rows, 6 columns.
And I'm going to press the up arrow.
Go to job all pod. 9 call post new topic link. Go all display topics from click on the post. There are no posts in this forum. Last post. News. Author. Reply. Topics. Mark all topics. Red link. Podcast visited link.
Right.
9 call tech forum forum index visited link.
Now, what I've done is just gone up a little bit.
Post new topic link.
And really all you need to do is just keep going down if you like, but I skipped past the advertisements, but...
Red link.
Now...
Users browsing this forum. Red link. Moderate podcast visited link. Advertise on this site link.
Oh, there we go. We got to the top of where I wanted to be. Right.
Podcast visited link.
Right, now that says podcasts. That's the actual main... That's the forum we're on now. That's the subsection under the Blind Call Tech main section.
Moderator. Red link.
And then it gives you who the moderator is.
Users browsing this forum.
Then it tells you...
Red link.
...that I'm browsing this forum. Nobody else is here.
Post new topic link.
Then you have a post new topic link. Which... I will demonstrate in just a second.
Nine call tech forum forum index visited link.
Then there's the index pigeon.
Podcast visited link. Mark all topics red link. Topics.
You can mark all topics as being red. But that doesn't really... I see no use for that as we're generally all screen reader users here.
Reply. Author. News. Last post. There are no posts in this forum.
There are no posts in this forum, apparently.
Click on the post new topic link on this page for post one. Display topics from previous. All topics combo box.
So you can sort out which topics to display.
Go button. Post new topic link. 9 call tech forum forum index visit. Podcast visited link. All times are GMT. Jump to. Select a forum combo box.
Then you can select a forum.
Go back table 1.3 row 6 cop new post. New post. No new announcement. New post. New post popular. No new post. Sticky. New post locked. New post locked. No new post locked. No new post. Table 1 end. You can post new topics in this forum. Control.
Right. Now that table.
Table 1 end.
See, now because there's nothing here, that didn't give us too much information. Now, after that table ends.
You can post new topics in this forum.
It tells you what you can do. And you, as a user, when you sign in, it tells you what abilities you have in each board. On each forum.
You can reply to topics in this forum. You can post new topics in this forum. You can reply to topics in this forum. You can edit your post in this forum. You can delete your post in this forum. You can vote in polls in this forum. You can moderate this forum link.
Right, now, I can moderate this forum. Forum, not forum.
Go to administration panel link.
And that, again, you wouldn't see that because that's only for the administrator. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to...
What podcast visit? 9 call tech forum forum. Post new topic link.
Go to the post new topic.
Loading page. Loads on 43 links, 1 frame, 2 tables. Top. Table 1.10 rows, 2 podcast visited link.
Right. Now here...
Table 1.10 rows, 2 columns.
I press the T for tables to get to it quickly.
Post a new topic. Subject. Edit box.
Now the first edit box you come to is your subject. So, if you're creating a topic, you can, like, create a subject. Right, okay.
MSAA mode off. Post a new topic. Edit box.
Now then, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do exactly that. I'm going to say...
T-H-E-space-F-O-R-U. Save new key.
Okay.
The forum podcast is up.
That just says the forum podcast is up. Now I'm going to press the tab key.
Crying or very sad. Edit box.
Right, now it doesn't, because of the layout of this, it doesn't tell you what it should. But what that, why it said crying or very sad was because it's reading some of the smileys you can put on there. But what the second edit box is, when you press tab, is you get your place where you put your information, like the main body of your post. And I'm going to do that now.
Period. That new podcast about this forum is up and it is rubbish.
Right. So that's what I've done. I've just created a little post there. Now what I'm going to do.
Preview button.
Is press my tab key again, and I can press preview.
Submit S button.
Or I can tab to submit, and I'm going to submit it.
Please. Crying or very sad. Rubbish. Edit box. Night Call Tech Forum. Loading page. Load on 21 minutes 1 frame. Night Call Tech Forum. The forum for all Night Call Tech. Flag link. Search member list link.
Right, so I've done that. Now
user groups link. Your message has been entered successfully.
It's
information. Your message has been entered successfully.
What I did was I navigated past the adverts, and it
information.
Says
information. Your message has been entered successfully.
It says my message has been entered successfully.
Click here link to view your message.
Then you can obviously view your message.
Click here link to return to the forum.
Or you can go back to the forum.
Here click to view your message. Here link.
Right, I'm going to view the message. By the way, for those of you who are wondering,
loading page, looking for visible 9, visible 9 flat control.
I was making reference to my own podcast. Right.
Message.
So.
Author. View table podcast visited table 1.5 rows 2 columns. Control.
So here's the table. Now this is where you can gather information.
View previous topic link. View next topic link.
So you can browse through the topics as well with these links.
Author. Message. Riz. Site admin. Riz.
Right. Now it says here.
Message. Riz.
Riz, that's me, of course.
Site admin.
It says what I am. I'm the site administrator.
Join 0HL2006.
It says when I joined.
Post 3.
It says how many posts I've made.
Post visited link.
I don't know what that does. I think that's for your quick reply.
Posted 10HL2006, 7:20 PM. Post subject to forum podcast is up.
So that gives you information there.
Reply with quote link.
You can reply with quote then. What that means is, when you reply with a quote, it means you reply and you have the original poster's information in your reply.
Edit delete this post link.
I can delete this post.
Delete this post link. New IP address of poster link. That new podcast about this forum is up, but it is rubbish.
Now,
new IP address of poster link.
That's only available for me because I'm site administrator.
That new podcast about this forum is control.
I don't know. You don't usually get that.
Delete this post link.
You do get the option to delete your own posts.
Edit, delete this post link.
And you can edit or delete.
Delete this post link.
You can delete it.
View that new podcast about this forum is up, but it is rubbish. Back to top visited link. View users profile link.
Now you can go
back to top visited link.
Back to top.
View users profile link.
You can view the profile of the person who did that.
Send private message link.
You can send a private message.
Send email link.
You can send an email.
Display posts from previous. All post combo box. All this first combo box. Go button. Table 1 end.
So.
Go all this send email link. Control.
Now then. This is interesting.
Table 1 starts podcast. Night call to reply to topic link.
Yeah, you see, you can reply to the topic on with this.
Night call podcast visited link. Table 1 starts 5 rows 2 columns. Control.
Yeah, see, what I did was I pressed T for table. And what happened is.
Night call reply to topic link.
That's the link you want if you want to reply to the topic. But I think.
Night podcast table view group. View next topic link. Author. Message. Riz. Site admin. Join 0HL2006. Post 3. Post visited link.
Now, I don't know what that does.
Post intent. Post visited link. Control.
So let us find out.
Loading page. Looking for visible 9. Visible 9 found. Load on. Post intent. Post visited link. Post it. Reply with quote link.
Okay, it doesn't do anything.
Edit. Delete this. Delete this. View IP. That new podcast about this forum is up. But it is rubbish. Back to the top, view it, send private message link.
So what you want to do is, if you want to reply to the topic, you need to go just above the table where all the information is. Although I think...
Send this, all posts, comp, all this, go back, table 1 end, post new topic, visited link.
Oh,
reply to topic link, post new, table 1 end.
Oh, actually.
Go button, control.
It's even further down, because you can...
All display posts from previous, control.
See, I've actually been messing around, but I haven't done that much on posting and all that. I've done it on other versions of this, but I completely forgot. I'm learning too.
All it, go back, table, post new, reply to topic link. Post new topic, visited link.
Right, you can post a new topic.
Reply to topic link.
You can reply to this topic.
Nine Cool Tech Forum podcast, visited link.
And...
All times on GMT pod. Nine Cool Tech, reply to topic link.
Right, I'm going to do exactly that. I'm going to reply to this topic.
Loading page. Loads on 46 links, 2 frames, 3 tables. Table 1 stock, 5 rows, 2 columns. Post a reply. Subject.
Right, now the post a reply is exactly the same. You get a subject.
Edit box.
Now you don't need to, when you're posting a reply, you don't really need to put in a subject. You can if you wish, but you don't have to.
Message body.
Now, the other thing.
Table 1.1 stock, 7 rows, 4 columns. Control.
I'm going to show you now is you can actually add.
Emoticons.
Emoticons.
Very happy link. Smile link.
And these are those, smileys I was talking to you about.
Sad, surprise, shock, link, confused, cool, link, loving, mad, link, empress, link, crying, or very evil, or very mad, link.
If you want to use these, what I would suggest you do is make sure you, after you've entered your information, you... Because what you'll have to do is, because when you go into forms mode, or browse mode, or MSA mode, or whatever fancy mode term it describes, you have the, it goes to the subject area, and then it'll jump straight to the this the area where you enter your text. So, if you want to add these, you'd have to come out of that, and then press come out of your mode that enables you to interact with controls, and then you press your up arrow to get to these.
Visited or visited link.
All these. Just that one to be visited on my. I don't remember using that. Anyways.
Rolling eye link. Wink link. Exclamation link.
All these different ways of expressing emotions. It's a way of saying, I suppose. It's a way of saying something without, you know, with people, without people misinterpreting it.
Question link. Idea link. Arrow link. View more emoticons link.
But they don't have one for sarcasm, which is strange.
Table 1 point. E button.
Now we can also do this. You can make it bold.
I button.
Italic.
New button.
Underline.
Quote button.
You can put a quote in there.
Code button.
And you can stick some code in there.
List button. List button. In button. L button.
And then there's
font color.
And then you can do the font color.
Normal closed tip style can be up. Closed tag link.
Close
tip style can be applied quickly through selected text. Edit box.
Or you can supply. Or you can actually select text and then click the buttons.
Edit box. Options. Edit box. Tip style can edit box.
Now this is where you enter your text, of course.
MSAA mode off. Crying or very sad. Edit box.
Now you see I went out of that mode and there it goes. It says crying or very sad. But that's where you enter your information.
Preview. Button. Crying or very sad. Edit box. Shift. My ES. Space, I, space, A, G, R, E, E, space, double, R, T, H, space, Y, O, U, space, A, B, O, U, T, space, T, A, A, T, shift, A. Yes, I agree with you about that.
Right, I've just created a little thing there. Now, what happens if I press enter?
Enter.
Oh, yeah, of course.
G.
Duh. Yeah, I was just making sure that the that it wouldn't actually, you would have to actually tap to the...
Preview. Submit. S.
Submit.
Button.
Form. Submit.
Space. Crying or very sad. Yes, I agree with you about that. Edit box. Nine Cool Tech Forum. Loading page. Load on 21 links, 1 frame. Nine Cool Tech Control.
Now, what it's done is it's actually submitted my post, the one I've just done. So...
Nine Cool Tech Forum. The forum. That your message has been entered successfully. Click here link to view your message. Click here visited link to return to the forum.
Right, I'm going to return to the forum.
Here visited link. Loading page. Loads on 32 links, 1 frame, 2 tables. Table 1 stock, 3 rows, 6 columns.
Okay.
Like all topics, red link. Podcast visit. Nine Cool Tech Forum, forum index visited link.
So I'm back to the podcasts one.
Podcast visited link.
Podcasts, forum.
Mark all topics, red link.
Mark all topics as being red.
Table 1 stock topics. Reply, author, view, last post, no new post. The forum podcast is up link. 1. Red link. 1. 10/12/2006/7:28 p.m. Red link. View latest post link. Display topics from previous.
Right, now you see what happened, what's happened here is I've created this topic.
New Red 10 Joel 21, Red Link 1, the forum podcast is on Link.
That was the name of the topic I created. So I'm going to go into that.
No new posts. The forum podcast is on Link. Loading page. Loads on 53 links, 1 frame, 1 table, table 1.7 rows, 2 columns.
Now I'm going to browse this website. I'm going to browse this topic, see what people think about that podcast that I create. This podcast that I'm creating now.
View previous topic link. View next topic link. Author. Message. Res. Site admin. Join 0h post 4. Post visited link. Post intent. Reply with quote link. Edit. Delete this post. Delete this post link. View IP address of post link. That new podcast about this forum is up, but it is rubbish. Back to top visited link.
Now you see there was my text, which said exactly that.
View user profile link. Send private message link. Send email link. Res. Site admin.
Now, here's the second one. This is the response I made earlier.
Join 0HL2006, post 4, post link, post intent, Joel 20, reply with quote link, edit, delete this post link, delete this post link, view IP address of post link. Yes, I agree with you about that.
And then, of course, I'm agreeing with myself.
Back to top visited link. View user, send private message, send email, display all post combo box, all this first combo box, go button.
And that...
Table 1 end, post new topic visited link.
...is really... all you need to know. It takes a little bit of getting used to, but once you've got used to it and got the hang of it, it is very straightforward. And I think definitely another alternative and a good option to check it out. So, I will once again give you the website address. I don't know, Larry, if you are going to actually post a link to this on your main on the main Blind Cold Tech site. Just in case you're not, I'll give the address for it anyways. It's www.techforum.com/blindcultech. That's www.techforum.com/blindcultech. Right, if you have any comments, questions or suggestions, you can email me, resstf@ntlworld.com, which I'm not going to spell again because I did it before. Okay, enjoy the forum. The other bits of information I have to say is, if you have any questions or if you have any comments, any other sections I can add, any other forums that I can add to this message board, then let me know, and I will add them, because I've got the basic categories. I've got the general category where I'll be posting new posts and announcements and stuff like that, and any other moderators who may or may not become moderators. I don't know how to see with that one. And then there's, of course, there's the podcast forum. Then there's the technology forum. Because most. And then there's hobbies and interests. Then there's the everything else one. And then there's the feedback one. If you've got any other categories you'd like me to put in there, then let me know and I'll create them too. So if there's any other ideas, feel free to input them, and I will make sure that they are entered in there. And I guess that about does it for this one. I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast, and I hope it made sense. Please join this forum. It will be very interesting. So the more members we have here, the more interesting it'll become, and the more fun we can have, exchanging ideas and generally having lots of fun. Okay? And that's it.